In 1927, Charles Lindbergh revolutionized the aviation industry by completing the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic from New York to Paris. It was also the longest transatlantic flight on record by almost 2,000 miles. By the time the 25-year-old landed his tiny monoplane, Spirit of St. Louis, after 33 hours and 30 minutes in the air, he was an international superstar. The world media promoted his achievements as representing the spirit of modern America. Back in the U.S., Lindbergh used his fame to promote the development of aviation, particularly in his home state of Missouri. However, the media attention he received also turned him into a target. One evening in March 1932, Lindbergh's 20-month-old son was kidnapped. The Lindberghs paid the $50,000 ransom, but the baby's body was found in the nearby woods. The controversial case, which saw the convicted man protest his innocence all the way to the electric chair, fomented such hysteria that the Lindberghs went into exile in 1935. They lived in England and then in France, where Lindbergh served on the board of directors for Pan American World Airways. On one occasion, he was invited by Nazi leader Hermann Göring to tour German aviation facilities. He was very impressed by what he saw. In 1939, with World War II approaching, Lindbergh returned to the U.S. He became a spokesperson for the America First Committee, a non-interventionist pressure group against U.S. entry into the European War. Lindbergh argued that no power could beat the German Air Force, but there was more to it than that. In a notorious essay published by Reader's Digest, he suggested a superiority of races, claiming that Western nations should preserve our inheritance of European blood. Then, in 1941, he gave a speech in which he called Franklin D. Roosevelt's government and the Jewish race not American, as they wish to involve us in the war. Anti-Semitism was not unusual at the time, but the speech was widely condemned. Even newspapers sympathetic to non-interventionists called it un-American. The once celebrated pilot was forced to resign from the U.S. Air Force. 3 months later, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and Lindbergh dramatically changed his position. Although Roosevelt refused to recommission him, he flew more than 50 combat missions in the Pacific with the private company United Aircraft. After the war, he returned to Europe to support rebuilding the continent. In his later years, Lindbergh became a prolific author, explorer, inventor, and environmentalist, but his reputation never recovered.